you've been in your spare time doing a lot of work the last number of months as the chair of the Buildings and Grounds Committee and the Warren County Board dealing with the situation with the jail. The last we talked about it with Sheriff Edwards, you were just getting the study that more or less recommended, I think, going to a new facility, but that you were still discussing and figuring out if that's really what you wanted to do, and it sounds like that your committee and then the county board have made some decisions in the not so distant past about that.
Yes. The process of looking at the jail is taken quite a bit of time, and the care of the jail falls under the full county board, but the Buildings and Grounds Committee, which I've been chairman of for several years now. So we decided a little over a year ago to take the steps of really looking into the problem that we have, which is the current county jail. The new part of the jail, and the new part is well over 100 years old. The original part of the jail, which is still existing, was from the 1870s. We had a structural audit done of the building by Klingner & Associates, a wonderful firm with several offices, one being in Galesburg. And the structural audit of the building was not good news. And it just was worse and worse. It was very specific, detailing every component of the building. And it was not good, and basically was a recommendation to move forward with the new facility. And so we formed a citizens advisory committee made up of people from all over the county, about 20 people, and from varying backgrounds. And they were given all the information that the county board had seen regarding the jail, any reports, structural audits, engineering studies, and so forth, future projections on inmates as it runs in the future and the decades ahead, which we have to look at to be responsible. And they even asked for additional information and cost studies and so forth, the cost of just shutting our jail down and sending people to a neighboring county. Right now we send people to Mercer County sometimes, not all. And they recently, the Citizens Advisory Committee, voted unanimously to recommend that no further exploration be done on the current jail facility as far as rehabilitating. And then they voted to recommend that the county board build a new facility. So the county board can take that recommendation, do whatever they want with it. They took it to heart. Chip Algren, the chairman of the Citizens Advisory Committee, who's the former state's attorney, longtime state's attorney in Warren County, who knows the issue very, very well. He presented to the full board and also to my committee. And as a result, the full board voted unanimously to continue the process of investigating a new facility. That doesn't mean we'll build one or what we'll do. It draws no direct line as to what exactly will be done, but it offers the opportunity for the county to continue the exploration process to see what's best for the taxpayers of Warren County and to see what's best for its citizens.
In terms of the Citizens Advisory Committee, Sean, I always kind of think when situations like this come up, and I think back to when the new Knox County Jail was being built, that there's a certain group of people that are concerned but don't want to see their tax money being spent on almost anything, let alone a new building at some point. Mm-hmm. But then I think that there's a certain – but then there's also another group of people that maybe don't realize the dire situation that maybe the jail is in, and that, as we've talked about a number of times. Was this the Citizens Advisory Committee maybe – I'm guessing that they were probably – shocked maybe more than people might realize at just how, for lack of a better term, bad off the situation of the jail is.
That's a very good point. The county board members have known for a long time, especially those on my committee, and to the sheriff would come in and report, this thing is broken down, or this is happening, or yada, 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 take your pick. And, I just got sick of hearing it. And I thought, it's time to do something about it. And this probably, in all honesty, a year and a half ago, I thought, you know what? We're going to give this a shot. We're going to do it.
And then when you had to completely close down the jail and send all the inmates to Mercer County at one point, that just had to push the matter further, I'm sure.
It did. And part of that was a staffing issue. And to be competitive wage-wise with neighboring counties, it seemed like Warren County was doing a great job of hiring jailers, and who were then being poached by neighboring counties, neighboring counties, if you know what I'm saying.
Name dropper.
Yeah. they have to look out for number one. They have to look out for themselves. But, you know, so we pushed through a wage increase for the jailers to stop that from continually happening. And that has, we have benefited from that, so the staffing issue is being rectified. But, you know, when the jail is empty, when we're sending people to Mercer County, the inmates, it just, you know, showed big time some of the problems that were just flat out in the open with our current jail. And so when we formed the Citizens Advisory Committee from people from all corners of the county, all, you know, ages, they were given the opportunity to tour the facility and see the reports, and they were shocked. They thought, oh, my gosh, people always say, you know, let them sleep on the floor and eat bread and water all day long. They broke on the law. Well,
yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, I think people don't necessarily want to see the jail be like a Holiday Inn for inmates. No. But on the other hand, you know, you also want to at least sort of think about the humane treatment of other people.
Absolutely. One thing that must be understood is that everyone in jail has yet not necessarily been convicted yet, and some are innocent, and some are guilty. Some have made a mistake, legit mistake, and they have to face a penalty for what they've done, and they're there to do their time and to be freed and be productive members of society again. You know, no one wants to build a country club. If I'm going to build a country club, I'm going to build it for me, and I'm going to live there. If I'm going to build a jail, believe me, I'm not going to live there, and I don't want to live there. But the conditions are such where the Department of Corrections at some point is just going to say, enough's enough, we got to shut you down, and then we'll be in a spot. So we want to be proactive before that happens and take care of it. And the Citizens Advisory Committee, it was a big eye-opener. And, you know, as far as tax dollars are concerned, I don't think a property tax would be anything that the county board would consider because they're already quite high. Schools have their needs and their collect property taxes for their needs and the city and county and so forth. So we don't want to touch that.
But at some point you have to figure out how to pay for all this and how to keep it maintained.
Absolutely.
You know?
And so there are, it would probably, well, most likely be a sales tax that would be proposed and be brought to the voter. And it would fall under this particular one, a public facilities tax. And with a public facilities tax, that expires once the project is paid for. Mm-hmm. So if a jail was, let's say, just to throw a number out there, $9 million, once that was paid for, the sales tax would go away. Okay. Where it's a public safety tax, that's a permanent tax, where we would want any tax to vanish after its obligation has been, the obligations have been met paying for a jail facility. And so this way with a sales tax, college kids that are in town are helping to pay for it. Aunt Peg, who comes into town to sit your dog when you're on vacation, she helps pay for it.
When I make a rare public appearance in Monmouth.
You're paying for it, absolutely. If you get a speeding ticket, they'll help pay for it some more. But
I never speed.
I don't doubt that for one minute. But everyone helps. And everyone pays into it rather than just those who are fortunate enough to own property. And that would be the way to do it.
I'm a little short on time, but it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, that there have been attempts to look at that and referendums in recent years to that end. And they haven't really been as successful as you would hope they would be, though.
Well, in the past, they have tried. It's different. I'm different. I wasn't there then. I'm not saying that I'm the magic cure-all, but I can say that I'm very committed to the project, and I think that I've got the information necessary to make a good case to the people. Obviously, I don't want to make a bad case. I want to bring the true information to the people, and I think people, when given the opportunity to truly see the circumstance that we're in and the condition of the current jail, it really leaves no other option. And in the past, there have been other referendums that have passed for schools to have a sales tax, for example. No one thought that would go, and it went over. And we're seeing more and more in the state and in the area of Western Illinois, other counties are seeing the benefits of a temporary sales tax, small sales tax, to pay for certain necessities. Because we got to have law enforcement, and we have to have a jail.
Let's talk about, I'm almost out of time, but let's talk about timeline here. The county board is still kind of, you said, looking at options as to whether or not this is really the route you want to go in terms of building a new jail, and if so, how you're going to go about financing that. Is that right?
Correct. And so the county has a lot of bridges to cross still before we even take it to the voter. Now that we've gone through the processes that we have with the Citizens Advisory Committee and the county board and the direction they've taken regarding certain votes, now we will be working closely again, like we always have, with Klingner and Associates out of the Galesburg office to see just what we do need and then what those costs would be, get some renderings down. We've also, through the Citizens Advisory Committee, formed three subcommittees, a finance committee, a land acquisition committee, and a committee that would deal with cooperation between the City of Monmouth and Warren County governments to see what those options are. And we have very responsible people heading those committees that know what they're talking about and they know the topics at hand. And so when we get further information and we know more of this is what it's going to cost for the most part, I mean, the clearest possible picture, and then we can decide on when it goes to the ballot and bring in that decision to the people to make that decision for themselves, because ultimately it's their money, it's their voice, and they need to be heard, and we want them to be heard because their voice is a good voice. They're good people of Warren County, and they deserve infrastructure, and that includes public safety.
Any specific dates in mind yet? And to that end, too, I imagine on one hand, time is maybe a little bit of the essence, but on the other hand, you don't want to completely rush a lot of this work either.
Correct. It's sort of a thing my dad, years ago, he would say in the sport of trap and skeet shooting, you know, it was a safe sport, and you would want to take your time quickly. Just like a basketball shooter, you want to take your time quickly. So we don't want to rush anything. This isn't something that should ever be rushed, but we don't want it to lag on forever because people will tire of the argument. Mm-hmm. So I guess as steps are met and goals are met along the way, that timeline will become much more clear. But I'm certain that the entire county board realizes that something has to be done. And I think the more we bring that message to the people, they'll really understand and will be able to make a very informed decision whether they want something or not. And that's what we are ultimately looking for.
Do you see things down the road, too, I imagine, like, you know, public forums and getting more public input above and beyond the Citizens Advisory Committee?
Absolutely. We would definitely be having public forums. I believe that's actually a requirement. So, and we want to give people every opportunity to ask every question. There are no silly questions. Of course, no matter what a person does or a group does, there'll always be someone that doesn't like it and will come up with a reason not to have it. But that's fine. That's their right. But I think in this instance, more people will decide after a thorough process of allowing people time and opportunity to see all the evidence and the facts at hand, it'll be a good decision that'll benefit everyone.